Darkness, everybody! Everyone, darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody!
When the darkness comes, we all
darkness.
Darkness.
Darkness hour.
Yes.
You can only record the darkness in the dark. The darker the better.
Oh, you know the darkness been around, my brother. The darkness been around this whole entire weekend.
Oh, my Lord. You know I've noticed something about the darkness. The darkness spreads very quickly because as soon as we started the darkness, everything I watch, everything I see, I hear the word darkness in it. I'm like, damn, they use that for everything. We got to copyright this shit.
We definitely need a copyright. We need to make our shirts, underwear, Darkio. T-shirts, condoms.
Yep. Darkio condoms, yep.
Darkio condoms.
You can fill up the whole
condom with the darkness with your Darkios.
You know what? It's funny because it ain't actually a condom. It's just a band that goes around your dick and shit. And it'd be like, baby, the darkness is already there. Once inserted, darkness inside.
We need to make the black ones for our non-darkness brothers and sisters and brothers out there.
One size darkness fits all.
Yes. Yes. You too can be as long and dark as the darkness. The darkness can go deep.
Yeah, I Frankenstein even had it in there. It said dark. I said, Lord have, that was the best part of that whole movie was when that chick looked at him when he was tied up and she said, when I first saw you, I saw hope. Just like in Man of Steel, I saw hope too. There you go, Cody. That's for you.
A lot of reference in there. Can't leave it.
Yeah, exactly. And then she says, now when I look at you into your eyes, all I see is darkness. I was like, oh, standing ovation. This movie's a see it.
Yep.
This movie's a see it. I was she said it perfectly too. That was a white woman that said it too. She said it perfectly. She was just like, I know about the darkness.
Ooh, that darkness is my yours.
Star Trek into darkness, thief. The Hobbit 2, Bullshit Road.
Darkness. Bullshit into the darkness.
There is a game called The Darkness 2. I appreciate you guys know about that.
There's a British rock band in Europe that's called The Darkness. Yep, Thief. We got Count Chocula, Thief.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Count Chocolate Darkness, yep.
Count Chocula.
You know that's a black. You know that's a black dude now. Come on, that's not bullshit now. Who else could rock that cape and that jewelry better than a black man? I personally would have preferred a nigga pope than a nigga president.
Oh man, especially the darkness. You have so many different darkness out there. You got. I really want the Darkos. Darkos, man. I mean, we can market that, man.
I'm telling you, Darkios, man, and the Darkos. Oh, man, it's going to be like the Halloween cereal treat that they have and shit. Well, we got the Darkness, Dragon and the Wolf / Movie Spoilers cereal treat. Every Halloween, actually every dark and full moon, you get Darkios and Darkos.
We can make darkness powder.
Yeah, exactly. You pour the milk in it, it just turns darker for some reason.
Yeah. It's not even sweet. It's just dark and bitter.
You pour the white milk in there, whatever. Next thing you know, some blue sirens come near it.
Like, credit goes down and everything.
Yeah. It's funny. It's gonna be like crabs in a bucket. Where you pour the white milk in there, next thing you know, you start seeing the dark yellows separate from each other. Darkness, my brothers.
Oh. I mean, the darkness actually went on this weekend, right? With the Grammys, there was so much darkness and people complaining about the satanicness of the Grammys. Y'all gotta tell me what's going on with that.
Heard all that
California people.
But you know, some other darkness went in too, whatever, and that was part of that whole X-Men thing and these shitty magazines that they had come out.
Oh shit.
I think me, Cody, and CJ photoshopped those ourselves. Yeah, thank you. You're welcome, people. You're welcome.
Days of Future Past. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Because Cody's got us some good topics here. Cody, if you want to go ahead and blast them out for us.
Well, since we're on the topic of X-Men, let's in those lovely covers.
Yeah.
There's one cover in particular I do want to talk about, and that's Mr. Andy Warhol, Quicksilver.
Andy. Speaking of darkness, Men in Black 3, Andy Warhol. Oh, okay.
Andy Warhol.
All fits perfectly.
He hated darkness, too.
The funny thing is, you just said that one. Have you seen all of them?
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
They all look like shit.
I wouldn't say all of them. Most of them, yeah. I wouldn't say they all.
You know what I think it is? It's just that the character that they every character did not fit the background of what was going on in that book. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was. I don't think it was so called the character design of it. It's just like it looked like somebody cut out this printout of this character and just like glued it to this page.
Okay, yeah, that is his. Yeah, I agree with you then.
And I don't know what the fuck they did to Magneto's costume. I was looking at that like, what the fuck is that?
I don't think it looks that bad to me.
What?
It's like armor and shit like that. I don't know why.
I know it doesn't make sense for him to wear fucking armor, but I don't think it looks terrible.
Now, are we talking about like old man Magneto in the movies?
No, I'm talking about Fassbender.
Old man Magneto had it on too?
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. But what point are you talking about specifically?
Old man Magneto looked atrocious. He looked like the old man walking by the bed.
I'm talking about Fassbender.
Now, Cody, you know damn well I ain't going to talk about my boy Fassbender. Come on.
I kind of dig Fassbender's outfit, but
Fassbender is the sexiest fucking Magneto. He's the sexiest superhero ever. He can wear Magneto. He can wear his goddamn 12 Years a Slave uniform. I wouldn't give a shit. Okay, say this right now. Okay,
because old
he
man
walk out there with a whip and chain and say, "I own all you mutants right now," and I'd be like, "I believe."
That's my magnets. Leave my magnets alone.
Exactly. Whatever. He ain't even got to use his super magnetic powers or whatever. His super magnetic power is that beard and that whip.
Having a magnetic whip just beating on slaves.
I can see James McAvoy, Professor X, saying that now. Now, Eric, you put that down now, whatever. He's like, ah! He'll back his ass up right away.
That's all we needed in 12 Years a Slave. At least more Magneto powers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I should have put Black Panther in. That would have made a perfect Black Panther movie. He came and freed slaves.
Oh, man. We need to do that, man. We need to have some type of darkness episode when Black Panther gets thrown back in time and he's in slavery. He got to take out all the slave owners, but then they all like him super mutants or something.
I think they made that movie already. It's called Django.
I was about to say that.
Why you had to bring that?
Just depowered Black Panther. That's all it was.
Exactly. They gave him a gun and a motivation to save somebody and a snowman. There you go. Oh, and I got a white butler. Oh, I take that back. He was the butler. The white man was the guide. But
Wild Wild West did it better.
I think Color Purple did it better. Anyway.
No.
Anyway, before we get into those, how's my Darkness Brothers doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing swell. Doing swell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the darkness is reigning supreme over here in the darkness area. I'm actually up. I just put in all my requests off to try to come down there for San Diego. So who knows? We may be planning something after all.
Yeah, about San Diego.
Never mind then. We ain't edit that out.
hey, CJ, put those plans in to come to L.A. instead. How about that?
All right, then. There we go.
Yeah, and if that way, if we do make that trip to San Diego, you can just roll with me. All right? So that way, because I can tell you this right now, the other day I did research on that. Everything's almost already sold out, bro.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, in January. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Fucking sucks.
But you know, nerds ain't. This is like the nerd prom when you know.
Well, they never released the dates this early before, so this is the first year that the dates have been like released like first week of fucking January. So,
you know, you got somebody waiting there to see the new Ninja Turtle costume to get that release.
Yeah, it's Wayne.
He is on top of that. Him and his new Channel 5.
Channel 5.
Five Alive.
Yeah, 5 Alive. They getting all the information from Wikipedia. They said you know, Spider-Man will be the new Ninja Turtles movie. We got pictures right here.
Yeah, I think Fox and Universal is doing some crossover right now with Spider-Man and
Turtles. We got a picture of Magneto. I mean, not Magneto, but Megatron, and saying that's Shredder. I'm like, that's Megatron. Wayne, put that down.
That motherfucker's so on it for that. That motherfucker's so on it for the news right now that you talk about Megatron. I don't think that was Megatron. I think that was him wearing a hoodie. He just filmed it. He was making some fan made shit just to get shit out there. He's like, fuck it, I don't give a shit.
You know, Wayne is creative. He probably did go to like some junkyard and put some tin cans on them and filmed himself walking around.
You know, that's nice of you, CJ, that you think he would actually go somewhere. I think he just got out of his closet. Have you seen his prop shit? I mean, come on. The nigga got a wig laying around and a mustache and hat and all that shit. I'm pretty sure the nigga got some tin cans laying around.
Why do he have an Afro wig in Australia? Like, you know, we got to import that stuff to Australia. They don't make anything. Mm-hmm. We give them all our stuff. So there was somebody in Australia that said, you know what? We need an Afro. You know, let's order an Afro and send it to this island.
And not just any Afro, too. We need a jigaboo Afro.
A jigga nappy bucktooth.
Buckwheat looking motherfucker.
Buckwheat. Yes. Buckwheat Afro. I'm like, okay. Like, well, why would that even be on that island?
Django before the haircut.
Django. No, he probably did skin a black person to get there.
Yeah, I was about to say, Django before the white guy came along. How about that?
I think I saw like a blue suit tied along with that Afro that he cut off.
Yeah, you saw that black paint in the background. He was getting ready to put himself in blackface now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wayne does look like, okay, going back to that commercial we saw of, like, classy nigga and all that shit. He does look like that. You remember the scene where he's like, racist nigga? Didn't that look like Wayne?
Don't do that to Wayne, man.
That looked like Wayne with a mustache. And at first I was going to make a gay joke and say it looked like Wayne with the porno stash, but you know, that dude was looking evil and shit. I was like, yeah, that's Wayne in 10 years from now.
It's a dark nigga that can have a hold of him.
God bless Wayne's heart, even though I don't believe in God. Anyway, but bless his little heart, because, you know, as much as he talk about he don't give a fuck about nothing, like you said, CJ, he sure is on top of shit. Like, pop culture references don't pass him not one bit. I mean, that motherfucker be on a Justin Bieber shit. Give Wayne all the credit. Can't stand the little bastard, but he know everything about that nigga life before anybody else does.
Well, you know, this time he actually have real reason to know about him, you know? Because now you got this kid driving around trying to kill people, yep. You know, playing real Grand Theft Auto.
You know when that nigga get in prison, they're going to be like, yeah, baby your ass over here now. I got some.
Baby, ow!
Baby oil for your ass right now, baby. I know the booty warrior.
Never say never.
The booty warrior left Cody alone. He's just like, I'll give you a break this week, Cody. I gotta go catch some new booty real quick.
Ooh, Bieber back in jail. Oh, I'm gonna have to get a little bit of that. He's about to go break that dam down.
Booty warrior's about to go rape a cop, just get thrown back in jail. Like, Justin, I see you up in here right now, huh, boy?
Or two booties for the price of one.
Mm, my booty. Don't you want to buy my album? Booty is more important than your album right now.
Never say no, Justin. No means never to me.
I can see the booty word trying to rape Selena Gomez, whatever, and then when he gets his pants, I'll be like, oh, bitch, you a girl. Hell. He goes on. He gets conflicted. He doesn't know what to do no more. I like that to confuse him. Like, Cody would just be standing there with a copy of Man of Steel in his hand. He'd still be like, I'm not down right now, Cody. I'm not.
The fuck?
I'm giving it to you right now. Come on, you get a free shot. No, Cody, no. It's not your turn. When Batman vs. Superman 3 comes out, I'll be back. I'll return.
Like a voluntary, like, oh, I am.
I'm saving that Superman of Steel for you later, boy. Don't you worry.
You got Cody with doing that little Hunger Gang whistle.
Throwing up my fingers and shit.
Yeah. No, you know you're putting it behind your butt, so when you poop, you fart.
Hey, CJ, so you telling me that Cody was Morgan Freeman in that movie?
When Oh, man, I feel so, I wanted to feel bad, but when they beat that brother, they shot him.
I've come to a revelation that that movie was racist because Travis got his ass beat and that black dude got his ass beat. I'm like, damn, I'm the only two niggas that got their ass beat in that movie.
Oh, man, when I saw Morgan Freeman, well, that wasn't Morgan Freeman, but he looked like
that was Morgan.
You know, and he did that little whistle, and then they grabbed him, and he looked like he wanted to say, unhand me, please don't.
Now, what you need to do is you need to take your hands off me so I can read you a lullaby.
As they hit me in the head, I lose consciousness until the gunshot.
I was just like Martin Luther King Jr. I said, no violence, no violence, until Malcolm showed up and said, God damn, they hit your ass with a rock.
Now, when they beat Senna, Lenny Kravitz butt on Hunger Games 2, I kind of wish that they weren't in a soundproof glass, because you know his character's a little feminist, so you know you just want to say,
I was waiting for him to say, motherfucker, this wasn't in the script.
And that girl
came out of nowhere. He's just looking all. He's just like, I believe in you, girl. I believe in that. Hey, what the fuck? Hey. What the fuck? They should have stuck him and Morgan Freeman up in Gravity. It'd have been more believable. Because that movie would have been 2 hours of, help! Help! Oh, why a nigga up in space anyway?
I hope that girl dies, because she's so boring.
That's what
he could have put her to sleep in that movie. You know, he could have put her to sleep, and then she would have just, you know, really went to sleep and never woke up.
Mm-hmm. She probably was sleeping. I think that was some drugs she took, and she just realized, oh, this is happening in my head right now.
God, I hated that. Hated that Gravity.
That probably would have made 12 Years a Slave better if Michael Fassbender would have woke up in today's world, and he's just like, whoa, I gotta stop partying like that.
They should do the Captain American version where they like freeze Michael Fassbender and they thaw him into the future, and then Samuel Jackson says, you ain't the only one with power. Like, get your ass back there.
Samuel Jackson comes in with that black coat. He's like, you ain't the only slave owner in town. And he rolls the curtains back like the Guardians of the Galaxy release photo. It's just a bunch of like slave owners just standing in a line. The superhero team of slave owners.
So if that did happen for real, wouldn't Michael Fassbender be a Whiplash?
He was Whiplash too, Electric Boogaloo. Yeah.
He like what happened is he takes out that's why you don't have Terrence Howard in it. He takes out Terrence Howard. No, man. No, Whiplash.
Terrence Howard took himself out because he's like, man, I'm usually used to whooping a bitch's ass, not getting my ass whooped, man. Can't be beating on me, man.
Superville is the one thing, but fucking women.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, man, you know damn well when we signed up for this movie, we took an oath. We only hit women, man. We only hit women. And that's if the bitch don't open the door, and I tell her to open up the door. Man, I'm John Cheadle, motherfucker. Steal my part, you darkness, motherfucker.
You true darkness.
Oh, fuck.
Y'all remember that shit when Don Cheadle got mistaked on that air flight for Tim Meadows? What kind of bougie shit was that?
Oh, man, that is so fucking awesome.
I can't remember which airline it was. I think they didn't release which airline it was, but
they
mistaked him for fucking Tim Meadows, and to apologize for him, they brought him a bottle of Courvoisier saying, we know how much you like this, sir. We seen your movie.
Wow.
That motherfucker looked at him and said, bitch, I ain't Tim Meadows. And then you see Terrence out in the background like, I told that bitch to get you that shit. Fuck you and your Iron Man suit. I got movie 43 and Dead Man Down on my back right now. And I'm playing Winnie Mandela husband, nigga. What's that nigga name? Oh, Nelson Mandela, yeah.
Winnie Mandela.
Shit, hustle and flow all over your ass, nigga. Pimp got it hard out here, bitch. Make it rain.
See, I was with the Wolverine in Avengers 2 called Prisoner. It was really called X-Men 2.5. But
Wolverine's Revenge.
Yeah, Wolverine. See, what happened was Wolverine had to kidnap some handicapped guy and beat him in a bathroom to find his daughter, which was
X-23. Okay, Terrence Howard was in 5 or 6 movies last year.
Yep.
And the 3 main ones, which was Dead Man Down. I'll even throw Winnie Mandela in there. Winnie Mandela in prison. That nigga was just in there crying the whole time. Each one of them, like, every time the camera zoomed on, he always had his hand over his mouth, and he'd just be looking at the main character like, "Man, I told you not to fuck with me. Didn't I tell you that? I want to be your friend, but you can fuck with the wrong nigga right now. There's my Iron Man suit, bitch. You ain't Iron Man. But whatever the fuck it's called, shit, just..." Shit, Robert Downey Jr. got that shit because of me. Everybody know that. It's like, nigga, nobody believe that. Come on.
Civil War machine.
I've heard of black people keeping black people down, but that Negro trying to keep a white man down. I'm like, damn, come on, man. Don't nobody believe you hooked up Robert Downey Jr. with that job. Come on now.
Wait, that's the story? Like, he hooked him up?
That's what Terrence Howard is claiming, yeah.
Fuck,
Terrence Howard going around telling people, "I was the one that got him that job, man."
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like that.
It's like, Terrence Howard, who was listening to you before I met?
Not your wife.
But you know what? Since I like the brother so much, I'm just going to believe it.
Why can't we make Terrence Howard be the new Ant-Man, at least? You know, we should just do that. Just make him the Ant-Man that beats his wife.
I say you make him Jarvis.
Make him Jarvis.
You make him Jarvis, and then next, you know, Jarvis becomes
Ultron.
He's Ultron, and then he kills Iron Man. And then next, you know, the helmet lifts up, and he's like, "I told you, maybe next time, bitch." You just didn't know how it's going to come. All full circles now, ain't it, Mr. Robert? I mean, Tony Stark. Played my friendship like a fiddle, huh? You and John Cheadle.
I bet
Terrence Howard, because he found out that Don Cheadle and War Machine and Iron Patriot maybe getting his own spinoff in TV shows. He's like, "That motherfucker only got that because of me. Everybody know that." Shit with his black ass. They knew some cream up in there.
They want some cream in that coffee tin can suit.
Terrence Howard, you gonna be like, "I created the darkness, baby." You're gonna be like, "Hey, nah, we know you did. Nigga, you know I did now. Don't do this to me. I thought we was friends too now." It's like, nigga, you friends with everybody, huh? The crying
ass. Terrence Howard's become Little Richard, the maker of all things.
I used to think people was fucking with him every time they would say, like, "Man," after every word, but after seeing prisons and shit, I was like, yeah, that dude does say "man" after every damn shit. He's pretty much me whenever I say whatever.
Whatever. God dang, you beat me to the sky.
You're going to me and be like, "Man, we got something in common, man." You know?
Whatever, man. Whatever.
We need to stick together because, you know, other niggas is going to be taking our parts. How long do you think that before Cody steals a role of yours, man?
Cody being Spider-Man 5.
He already stole your hallway, man. Shit. Wasn't that your Blu-ray copy of Man of Steel? No, that wasn't. It was yours, man. I know.
You don't have to do any. You don't have to worry about Cody stealing any parts. Because, you know, if Cody gets on set, he's going to bring his Superman 3 script up there that he already wrote already. And they're like, "Cody, you just stay back, man. You're just an extra. Just be a pretty black. You're a pretty black person. Just stay right there."
Cody got like 12 fan fictions. Man, he's got like 12 endings and shit. Hey, he gonna sell you a bootleg shit of that CJ when you come out to LA and be like,
"I know, right?
I'm gonna be alternate endings on there for you." I acted them out and did everything myself.
He gonna like have a bowl, like a pool of skulls, like that one scene. It's a metaphor.
Explain the scene, so you're gonna be like, "See, while I was on my knees right here with that cape on, because I was showing, I was younger Clark at the time. See, that's why I was on my knees. See, that makes sense, doesn't it?"
People want us to go ahead and do like a commentary on that whole movie, you know, do like a little riff. I'm afraid Cody gonna turn it into a real commentary. He's gonna have his Wikipedia up and everything.
Man, fuck y'all.
You know, every time we say something, okay, pause it, this is bullshit, Cody gonna be like, "Well, I gotta tell you, man, I thought this scene was significant to the whole movie here."
gotta let the kids die somehow.
Like, I was pondering about this part, because I hear a lot of complaints about it. I looked it up. I found something why it made sense. See, he was talking about hope. See, back on his planet, that means hope. See what I'm saying? Now, stick with me here. It's going to get a little lost right here. So, like, when you travel up to Venus now and you see the rocks, it's almost as if you was on Mars right here, right? Am I right now? Stick with me now. Here, okay. Now, what if you took a piece of chalk, carved an S on that rock, left that planet, somebody else found it? Bam, you got hope. You're going to be looking at the audience like, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, people got to cancel the movie spoiler.com.
They going to be like, nigga, you ain't Matthew McConaughey. Get your ass on stage. And curtain closed and just ends with darkness.
Darkness.
CJ, wow. Cody, what do you think about the war in Afghanistan? Darkness. What do you think about having a black president? Darkness. That's all right with everything.
But it is some, there's a hope out there.
What do you think about the word hope? Darkness. Damn, that was a good idea. Oh, damn, write this down now. Right? We're getting so much from these people. Richard Sherman, when you being called a nigga and a thug, what do you prefer to call? Darkness. That's a...
Oh, man, that Sherman guy, man. That guy, he reminds me of one of those guys you meet in high school.
I went to high school.
You know? Oh, you did?
Yeah, he went to the same high school with each other. It was funny. Funny fact like that he became a ball player, because I was like, damn, that nigga couldn't catch with shit back in high school. Now, granted, if I was running him in a day, I bet he'd be denying that shit, but I got a ton of friends that'd be like, yeah, you nigga, you couldn't catch. I mean, everybody knew that, man. Come on now. Yeah, I still run track with him, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But did he talk a lot of shit?
Not as much as he did now. I mean, he always had that arrogant attitude about him, but, you know, he could never get a word out because we'd always make fun of him by calling him Mario.
Okay, so he had time to, you know, to practice with everybody else. Of you guys, it was like he was training on a planet of talking shit to each other.
Yeah, I like how everybody keeps talking about his education, but I'm like, nigga, he went to Dominguez. Come on now.
Copper class. It's only like 5 people still alive.
I was about to say, only 20 people graduated out of a class of 200 out that motherfucker. Come on. Ain't nothing to really brag about now.
Holy shit. Grim.
Hey, I will say the brother is not one of those dummies, though. I will give him some credit on that. He was one of those getting his ass to work. Now, granted, I can see why people might be calling him a thug, because he did hang around a lot of them. But either way, that brother is clean cut, as far as I know by now.
I heard that interview that he did. He was with that one sports guy, and the guy was trying to at least talk to
him. Oh, yeah. Skip Bayless.
Man, he went to town on that man, and I'm like,
oh, man,
now,
was,
what you trying to say, Mr. Sherman? Is that you better than him? No, I didn't say that, but I'm better than you.
will you please stop? Would you please get back to the question on hand? No. The question at hand is, why am I better than you? What have you done with your life?
You so badass.
What you fail to understand, sir, is that you a cretin to me, and you don't mean nothing to me better than you.
Cretin.
He's like, what I've done in my 25 years of living is has amounted to everything that your pathetic life has never amounted to. So,
you know that Aiken went home and beat his mate at the house.
He went home and beat everybody's ass. That's why he'll never come back to Compton no more. He's like, people's like, why you don't come back to Compton? I can't be affiliated. That word is being thrown around right now, thug.
I know now thugs gotta look something to look up to. I'm like, no, they don't. They're not gonna get it.
I can tell you right now, almost every there's an athlete in every sport right now that has went to that Compton school that I went to, and they all live right down the street from my mama's house. they have was right next to you. Serena and Venus' sister got shot right down the street from my mom's house. That property got to be worth something now.
Wow.
Serena come whoop my ass now. she's like, yeah, it was cool when I was babysitting your ass, but you grown now, I'm going to whoop the shit out of you. You whoop me with that stupid ass you got. Shit, that ass is darkness, baby.
Oh, man, but what else going on in California? I mean, I know you guys had that Grammys this weekend. Did y'all watch that?
Bits and pieces.
No,
that's why I don't watch the Daft Punk parts.
Yeah, I just looked it up on YouTube the next morning. Yeah. I heard a lot of people just going, damn, Daft Punk and Macklemore won, but fuck Kendrick Lamar. And I was like, what about that nigga? what about him? Shit, he ain't win. That's what happened.
See, a lot of people are upset at Katy Perry, but I'm upset at her because she was taking the darkness and putting it on stage without us.
Mm-hmm. I told you, man, since we started this, man, the darkness has just been coming out. And I'm just like, okay, people are listening to this now. This ain't no coincidence. You don't just use lines like that. You don't bring the darkness out without thinking of the darkness brother at the darkness hour on the darkness show.
Eloquently put.
I don't know where I was going with that, but you know.
Yeah, what other news? What other news you have, Cody?
Well, I guess we kind of touched on those X-Men covers.
Nah, we're going to get on that. Don't worry. We're gonna talk about Daft Punk winning.
Oh, Daft Punk? Of course. Yeah. Yes. Daft Punk fucking killing it. Fucking Grammys.
Speaking of darkness now, since we're talking about darkness, now everybody knows Pharrell Williams. First of all, that nigga look like Smokey the Bear. What the fuck is he doing? I got to say that right now. That hat looked like somebody sat on that shit and tried to poof it back up.
Fucking hat, dude? I don't know what the fuck he thought.
It's like, brother, you one of the most, like, to me, he's one of the most clean-cut, classiest dudes in the music industry, as far as being a black dude, too, at that. And this nigga always wears the most goofiest-looking fucking hats. I'm like, goddamn, bro, if you could just, someone could just help you out in that department right there, you know, and maybe if you started hanging out with Nile Rodgers or Daft Punk a little bit more, maybe they could just, you know, tell you, like, nigga, that ain't cute, all right?
See, Daft Punk was all looking up stylish shit, and he come out with that Barbie's hat.
We're only talking about only you can prevent a forest fire. Come on now. Get this shit straight now. Come on now. It ain't that damn. Ain't that classy up in here. It is darkness, baby.
I just want to have Pharrell's job. All he has to do is walk around, be in the background of somebody's video, and just say, who? How? You know, just one word
sentence.
Repeat. Right.
That motherfucker a star. He's like, everybody keep asking me, damn, you heard that new Pharrell song? Which one? Whatever. That one he got with them two. I'm like, bitch, that's their song. Shit. Oh, I don't even know who they are. Well, then I ain't need to talk to you then.
Yes, exactly.
Conversation over.
Right.
So Daft Punk actually made history on the Grammys. Mm-hmm. First of all, taking home, was it 5 or 6 awards? I can't remember.
I think was it 4 or 5?
It was 5 or 6. I remember the 5, but I think someone said it was 6 or something like that.
Oh, fuck, I don't remember.
All right, so it was 5, and they took home Best Album of the Year as well. Now, that's right. History, the simple fact that that's probably the first electronic dance album and group to ever win a Grammy. But that's huge,
robots.
Right?
Yeah.
That's big news right there. And what is the first thing that comes out? Hate. It ain't
Sons
come from the
bitches. Dark. Runs of bitches.
Hate don't come from the darkness. Hate came from the light. The whiteies.
Oh, come on now.
The whiteies. The white.
Which is Wayne and Luke and Samantha. Anyway, but.
They probably did.
Because
boy, I don't understand that, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, Mike. I don't get why they wear the helmets and all that, Mike, and all the color flash and all that stuff. It doesn't make no sense. First of all, we get into hate, though. Another brother I want to talk about is. Did Stevie Wonder, now I know he's blind, but damn, did he look even more lost than what he usually looked like? I don't even think he was supposed to perform with Daft Punk. I think, like, Pharrell just, like, snatched him up and said, hey, just memorize these lines. I'm gonna see.
You know what happened was Stevie Wonder said, hey, brother, can you take me to the bathroom? Called Pharrell name. And then he pulled, he's like, oh, man, I can't take him to the bathroom now. I need to pull him on stage. So he just pulls him up on stage. Stevie Wonder just about the way, he's like, oh, am I in a urinal? I can't even say it.
Urinal?
Urinal, yeah. You're like, no, that's the podium. Put that back in there.
See, you giving him too much credit now. You know he said, hey, brother, can you help me that snack bar over there?
Seriously, yeah, I'll take you out.
I'm trying to give me some more shrimp and cocktail sauce right now. And he's like, oh, yeah, just put your hands on this keyboard right here.
Fry motherfucker.
Exactly. You could just say, he hit that first verse, I was looking at him. I was like, I know the nigga blind. I know that, but damn, he looked lost. I was just looking, I was like... And Pharrell and Nile Rodgers kept walking over there by him every now and grabbing his shoulder. I was like, I think they assisting him with this.
Yeah, they are. who's letting him go off again on his own?
Well, no, Daft Punk's performance, they killed it with the whole light show. They had everybody at that motherfucker dancing. Everybody. Yep. Now, who the fuck said it ain't a dance album? You know? And yet the whole goddamn room was dancing.
That was the song of the summer.
Yes. Thank you.
You couldn't go nowhere without hearing that song.
Mm-hmm. Song of the decade to me.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be far, but yes, that's one of them.
I don't give a fuck. That was the best album I heard in the past 10 years.
Okay, maybe.
I did buy that. You know, two CDs I bought this year. Like I think we even talked about the Darkness, predicted it, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
We did predict it. Y'all listening back to the first Darkness episode or the second, we were talking about favorite songs with Martin.
Yep.
And we all said it was the Darkness. I mean, not the Darkness.
That's a great album too, though. Darkness.
Yeah, the Darkness. But we all said it was Daft Punk. You know,
we were
like number one.
Yeah, the Hey's been coming out saying, well, I would consider that a dance album. I mean, actually, it was one of the biggest disappointments of the year. And I started looking at my head. I started counting. I said,
I consider that a dance album.
I wanted to slap shit out that person. Anyway. Give life back to music. I could dance to that. A Giorgio by Morio. You could dance to that. Lose Yourself to Dance. You could dance. Instant Crush. You could dance to that. Get Lucky. You can dance to that.
Dance it. Yeah.
Even motherfucking Doing It Right, you can get dance.
Yes. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Even Beyond, I feel like pop locking a little bit, you know?
You do a little slow dance. Yeah.
Even that one song at the end, they got that astronaut talking.
Oh, Contact.
Contact. I feel like you can remix that a little bit too, because it sounded like he was trying to throw a beat at that. We lost in space. Sarah Jessica Parker's up here.
Yeah, we lost a horse. I don't know why we would bring that up here. Usually we bring monkeys, but we couldn't find any darkies out there. So
we got the other girl from Gravity.
Yeah, we got Sandra Bullock's ass right now because George Clooney was busy actually doing something with his life.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they play music in the background. What was that about? Oh, well.
Even the slow songs, I would play that as like a slow slow dance song.
Yeah, slow dance. Exactly.
Like Within, I would play that. Oh, Touch? Man, don't even get me started, man.
Yeah, that's a fucking musical in itself.
Tell me what you see. Need something. Fuck y'all. Y'all know what y'all talking about.
Yes, fuck you guys.
I guess we know what we're playing at the movie spoilers get together dance factory.
Cody, how many times have we been out last year where we said they need to play this song from Dallas?
Every fucking time.
And we go out like twice a month almost.
Yes.
Two or three times a month. We say that every fucking night. If they don't play a Daft Punk song, we leaving.
Yeah.
We gotta get out of here. They
ain't
playing Daft Punk.
No exceptions.
Exactly. No exceptions. Instant Crush, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. You get that little step in there, you just,
Yeah.
How could you say that's not a dance song? I mean, a dance album.
Fuck
I don't get that.
Fuck off.
I don't know. What's he hating? Mm-hmm. Why is that person hating? Like, what did he listen to? What did he thought? What did he want
I was
to be a dance?
That Kendrick Lamar deserved it better than Daft Punk. I was looking at him like,
Kendrick Lamar can go suck a dick. I'm sorry.
That's what I said. Thank you. My brother showed me that album one time, and I was listening to it. I was like, really? Oh, okay. I was like, damn, I must.
Yeah, I don't get it, but hey, touche on, I suppose.
Yeah, I was like, damn, I really lost. I was like, that sound like another nigga from Compton. I mean, I ain't trying to sound like I'm hating now because I just gave my credit to Richard Sherman. Hey, and I went to school with him, but you know, Kendrick Lamar, I'm listening to him. I'm like, oh, okay, my dick is as big as the Avatar.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I looked at my brother. What the fuck you got me listening to? What kind of job niggerish shit you got me listening to? You know damn well because he stuck that shit in my CD player in my car or whatever one time. And I had the windows all down and I was like, he turned it up and I was like, and that shit started blasting. I parked at this light and like these white people pulled up next to me. I looked at them. And they looked at me. They turned their heads quick. They was just like, I don't know. I don't trust that nigger. Click and click. Lock those doors, honey.
If I can't see them, they can't see me.
Don't let that darkness spread over here. Keep it back in that carpet.
Amber, get the light.
Oh my
Turn
god!
On all the
oh
lights.
My god! Our daughter in the back seat is raging right now. She's getting turned on by this. We need to drive away. Run the red light, honey. One of them is bobbing their heads. What is he? A goddamn bobblehead? What is going on here?
He's a Negro head. That's what he is.
Oh, I didn't know they even made black bobbleheads. They're not famous. What the hell?
You don't want to put that in the window of your car. The cop's going to think it's a black person.
Mm-hmm. Why are the police aren't pulling them over? They're in the society right now. They're endangering it. This is the goddamn. It's the next Tupac going on.
The next. What did that even mean?
Next Tupac. It's their car. It's two of them right there, officer. I'm calling you right now. 911. Hello. Hello. Yes. Niggers with attitudes are in the car right next to us. Yes. Yes. What is NWA? Yes. The niggers with attitude. Yes. That's what they're called, aren't they? I listened to hip hop back in the '80s. I know what it is. Why are you even arguing?
That's not like some, like the beginning of the Power Rangers. It's like, Alpha, send me some Negro with attitudes. Aye. They're going to take all our shit. What up?
I'd like to see Wayne listen to some niggas' ass.
I don't even blame it. Wayne, I don't blame you if you don't.
I'd like to see Wayne driving, playing some NWA in the car. Like,
I hope he doesn't do that when I go to Australia. I pray.
See, the two things would happen. He would either look lost or he would just be like, oh, yeah, I listen to this all the time, not knowing a damn thing what they're talking about.
Or he'll just end up getting me beat. So I don't want none of that.
He'd be like those wiggers from a Chappelle show when he was dressed up as a racist and he pulled up and said, cut that nigger music off, whatever. Wayne would be like that. He'd be like, oh, these niggas is hipping, and he'd say it to the wrong crowd, too, and he'd be looking at him like, the fuck did he just say? He'd just drive off, like, later, niggas. That's how hip Wayne thinks he is. He's like, oh, I got three black friends from America. I could say it all at once.
I know, right?
I know.
All
everything.
Yo, but no, congratulations to Daft Punk, man. They
fucking deserve it.
I swear, when I watched the video and when I watched it online the next morning, I saw the whole room standing up. Even people that didn't want to dance, they were just moving to the side. I saw one Asian chick just throwing up peace signs and shit. She was just like,
"Yeah, you're going
up." She was just like,
"They always throw up the peace sign when you take pictures with them. They always do that."
Because she knew she was Korean, and she was like, "Look, I ain't trying to start no war over here." She was like, "They make good music." You do know they're French, right? They're, what? Oh, well, then fuck me then.
Now, you know, the first time I first heard Daft Punk, it was because of Cartoon Network a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah,
I
used to watch all that shit back when Toonami and all that was on.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. For some reason, Toonami decided out of the blue to have like a midnight Toonami showing. And it was like, okay.
Yeah, that's when they started moving the time back when they asked was about to get canceled and shit.
Yeah. So they pulled out all the stops. So then they just show one more time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they showed it. I'm like, what is this? Anime music video? What is this song is so catchy. Yep. And then you never saw it again because we didn't have YouTube back then.
Yeah, you bringing up some childhood shit. That was like when I first like expanded my horizon on music as far as just like outside listening to nigga shit. But anyway.
Wow.
I was explaining that point to somebody. Somebody was looking at me and was like, where are you from again? I said, Compton. He's like,
wait, huh? Oh.
That's cool, man. Okay, he probably said when he got on that elevator, faggot.
Bitch.
Damn.
But that's the thing about Daft Punk. You know, you when you first now some of that old stuff, they made a lot of CDs, a lot of videos, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Some of it was catchy. Some of it was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And I mean, then you get up to today where you got the new one that just came out. I mean, that was like damn near perfect. It was just like Interstellar 555, damn near perfect all the way through.
I personally would have thought black people actually did make that with the 70s jazz disco style they have going on in there. I was listening, I was like, man, this is some hip shit right here. Like my damn parents listening to this, you know, like
sweat.
Lose yourself to come on. Somebody said we need to dress up as Daft Punk, and I'll be for real, and we can do a karaoke thing. Huh?
Yeah, that'd be cool. You and Cody.
Hey, your ass too, don't you? She said your ass too.
You know what? Cody can be for real, and then we can be
Daft Punk. Not wear that fucking hat. Fuck you.
Hey, Cody, we gotta get you a hat now.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. I refuse.
Yo, well, you have to be for real for the simple fact that if I was for real, then I would probably be going off stage, like, dancing with women and shit, and the next night we'd have a sexual harassment suit against us.
Well, yeah, then you wander off into another video saying, like, well, Ryan will hug me. Please don't drug me.
Work is stronger, faster.
Harder.
No, but yeah. Well, once again, congratulations. That was one of the highlights of 2013 for me with that album.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I played the fuck out of it. Still play the fuck out of it. I mean, I don't ever get tired of the damn songs.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But that's enough for sucking those robots' dicks. Even though they deserve it, but Cody, you go first, just like always.
What the fuck?
You go first on that train we gonna run on home, chick. You go first on that. You go first watching Man of Steel. You go first on everything, Cody. That's just the way it works. We're going from youngest to oldest.
I think I skipped the dick suck part, but yeah.
you ain't gonna suck Daft Punk's dick, Cody. Come on now.
I think I'm kidding. Even though it's not an organic dick, and it was a robotic dick, but still.
Exactly. You ain't gonna put that robotic dick in your mouth. Come on now. They gonna spread some of their musical talent juices in you. Come on now.
I don't know.
Are they gonna make you sweat?
I'd be like, where's the button to get these pants off so I can get that sweat.
Come on. Oh.
They gonna be throwing up them peace signs at me and shit with them little rock stars.
You're gonna see that face helmet light up with like hearts. Sweat or relief.
The helmet's gonna light up with hearts and shit. A text finally gonna pass through and said, "We will not have war with America now, thanks to you."
And then the booty warrior to show up, and they gotta have that little Metal Gear exclamation mark.
Light it with an Amber Alert.
CJ's like, they gonna disappear in boxes and shit. You ain't gonna see them. Oh man, but you know what? Hey, now that we got the good shit out, let's talk about the crappy shit.
Let's talk about the, no pun intended, the dark shit.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Some Walkman bullshit. If Kavinsky would look at that shit and be like, "Damn, dude, tone that shit down." Shit, I understand you can go backwards and forward with the style, but damn, you need to find the middle somewhere.
Fucking Quicksilver, man. Can somebody please explain this shit to me? Anybody?
Okay, did you guys see that article? Now, I think it's bullshit, but there was an article going around that the director of Days of Future Past said he was
Bryan Singer.
Yeah, Bryan Singer said he was tired of superhero films and wanted this to kill the whole franchise.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like a long-ass article going on. I was just like, this can't be real. I was like, this got to be complete bullshit. But he was just like, hopefully, with the look of this, fans will come out and hate the movie, and that way, like, Avengers and all that, and then Dark Knight and Batman and Superman and all that will just die away. So the more movies like, I forgot which movies he named, but he named other movies, so he was like, so those can succeed.
I'm very fucking confused right now.
Dude, when I was reading that, I had an exclamation mark on my damn face. I don't even have a Daft Punk helmet on, and that shit just popped up. It said,
Wow.
Yeah, I was reading. I got to send y'all that article if I can find it. I was reading.
Yeah,
I was
please,
like,
because I. Wow.
I was like, it probably would make sense. He stuck him in this costume.
Yeah, because
that can't be true. That motherfucker dedicated his career to doing this shit. So
yeah, really.
He ain't got nothing but a fucking X-Man. So I know damn well he ain't talking shit about superhero movies.
Shit, you better not.
You better not. Or they'll find another director on his ass.
Yeah, let's get Matthew Blum back. There you go.
Yeah, that'd be actually a better idea, to be honest, because he was the only one that actually made the real good X-Men movie. But
I disagree with that. But yeah.
He made the first X-Men movie that wasn't based around Wolverine, then. How about that?
Debatable.
Yeah, that ain't debatable. All those fucking movies were about Wolverine. Debatable. Come on now.
Debatable.
All those fucking movies were about Wolverine. It was like Wolverine Origins 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, it's like, Jesus fucking Christ. You know, there's like 2,000 X-Mutants going on here, and we got to keep following this nigga story. He's boring. Okay? We get it now, okay? The motherfucker ain't got no memory. We get it, okay? Move on to the next character. Hey, how about we do this then? We kill the main love interest of this one character here.
Yep.
Put Chim in there. That X3 proved my point about that whole series. Well, I was just like...
Let's not talk about X3.
I remember saying that when I saw X2. I was like, at this route, I wonder if they just kill off like either Jean or Scott. and like push Wolverine in that.
Sure enough, they did both.
And I remember when I saw X3 in that first 5 minutes, what did they do? And I was just looking, I was just like, I was like, well, now that Scott is dead, I wonder if Jean and Wolverine are going to hook up now. Oh, goody. They're at the end of this movie, he tells her, I love you. Fuck you, movie.
Yeah, lame ass relationship. God, I didn't even start on that.
You told me that was believable.
Oh, fuck that, dude. They tried to... Wait. What?
Okay, you remember my Wolverine in the Wolverine, whatever the shit was called, Wolverine 2, I guess.
Right.
He told me that because I said, man, that because they tried to bring back that love interest between Jean and Wolverine in that.
Dude, nobody gave a fuck about
that. Nobody cared. Like, what? That came out of nowhere just because.
Thank you, CJ. It came out of nowhere. And I remember saying, I thought that was the weakest. I think that was why I hated the movies the most, is because I felt forcing those three movies to get to that point. And when it got to the third one, they went straight ahead with that point. And he said, he was like, I thought that was one of the strongest stories of them. I was like, what?
I don't see that at all.
Especially that whole scene when she wakes up and she like forgot her tampon in the bed. Oh. So, and he was like, no! My sheets! You know,
that motherfucker wakes up for a second time and it's like, I did it again? It's like, man, you're doing the same shit for the past six movies and you just now realizing it? Jesus Christ. How many fucking oranges? I'm sorry, but if you fuck up Iceman, then fuck you, movies. Okay? Fuck you. You eat a dick, okay? Iceman's supposed to be charismatic. He's supposed to be charming. He's supposed to be low. He's supposed to be witty. And not this bullshit. Rogue, you know that I don't agree with that. My love for you is eternal. How could you do this to me? I was like, all right, I'm walking out. Fuck this. You can't call me no Marvel fanboy because I can't stand them X-Men movies, okay? I hate those movies with a passion. When I saw that shit, I was just looking. I was like, maybe Rogue will get some. I said, okay, first one, all right, it's here. They'll balance these characters out come a second time. Okay, I'm sure they'll get more. Then next time, I was like, okay, Iceman in the second one, he's getting more screen time. All right, all right. Oh, he has a family. Oh, that's nice. Okay, we're going to meet the family now. Oh, 3, 2. Oh, fuck you, movie.
Right. Oh. I'm telling you, man, you start watching that movie, and then, like, it wasn't a bad, bad movie, but when they just crowbar Gene, I'm like, why? Why? Get over it.
Chris and Martin just recently said on The Original Gentleman, you know, every year that passes by and I watch one of those movies, I realize it wasn't that great. And I was like, oh, thank you.
Duh.
Now people jumping on the P1 bandwagon. Now, okay, slowly but steady, they jumping on.
All right.
Cody, you'll see.
No, I know. Actually, after witnessing what I'm witnessing right now and what has come to pass these past few years, I kind of see what everybody's bitching about. And I even read
everybody
a quote.
Or just me?
Okay, well, primarily just you, but...
Yeah, because I've been...
There are other people like you that don't like the X-Men franchise whatsoever.
I like First Class, because I was like, this is the... Even though it was supposed to be a movie about Magneto and Charles Xavier, they mainly put the focus on every mutant in here. It was not one that was just special over the other. I felt like the problem with the first three was they put so much time on Wolverine that I was like, all right, first of all, I want to learn more about these other characters because they got a lot of interesting background stories here. There's a lot of social detail going on between the humans and the mutants here, and I thought they glossed over that so much just because Wolverine needs to find out his past. And I was like, then give him his own fucking movie, and they gave him his own movie, and I was like, that's the most boring fucking superhero movie I've seen in the past decade, probably.
Ridiculous.
Fucking horrible.
And then they give him a second one. I was like, Jesus, you gotta be fucking kidding. Like, he will not go away.
Nope.
he
ain't gonna wait anytime soon.
I was proud when I saw First Class. I was like, they finally got it right. They got it right.
The only thing I didn't like was that he just had that brother die by having bacon, putting some bacon in his mouth, and then he blew up. You know? And then there was like a whole debate saying, like, well, he's not really dead because he adapted. And
that motherfucker went on with the best line, too. It's like, what's your power? Well, I learned how to adapt. He was like, oh, well, I learned how to die then. He got rid of that black brother quick, whatever. But Lenny Kravitz's daughter,
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Oh my god. Mm.
Zoe.
Fassbender as Magneto? Why the fuck they didn't think of that in the first place? Who the fuck thought Ian McKellen would be a good Magneto? Who thought that? Holly Berry as Storm. Eat a dick.
Right.
You eat a dick, okay?
And I do. I mean, I'm tired of people saying, I hate the fact that Magneto's so old. He is so old in this.
Yeah, he's pushing, I don't know what age in this movie.
Well, yeah, now, I mean, we take place in 2023, he's going to be like almost 100. Has to be.
He has to be. I mean, and then he's walking around, and he looking like he just got out of his night robe. You know, he's wearing his slippers, bending metal.
He got out of his Obadiah Stane's robe and shit that he had in Iron Man.
You know, when they going to bust him out of prison next time, he's going to be in like a retirement home. Looking around
Well, that was probably the extra movie. I was just like, they were talking about how great Magneto and all them were, and I was just like, Magneto don't do shit but put his hand up in the air. That's it. He don't even move. Like, he don't even walk. He just stands there and just put his hand. I was like, this Magneto isn't charismatic. There's nothing about this Magneto I like at all, whatever. And then when Fassbender came in, you see this motherfucker running and shit. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot Magneto could run.
I hope they do the whole thing where they make him young, because wasn't that like an episode when Magneto was like, oh, really old, and they put him in some machine, or he talked to some mutant, yeah, and the mutant made him like reverse his age for 20 years or 50 years. Do that again. Just
I think they are doing that with Days of Future, but which
they better.
I was looking so heavily forward to this movie. I was like, oh, First Class getting a sequel. Yes. Thank God. Oh, then they was like, we're bringing back Holly Berry. I said, fuck you. Oh, Jesus.
You know.
Jesus, we will just not let that go, will we? We want that Rogue back and everything. I was like, oh, my. Oh, no. Iceman's coming back. But
they did take Rogue out of the movie. But
yeah, they did take her out, but they kept that shitty-ass Iceman. They was like, he's older now and badass because we gave him a goatee.
Well, one thing you could look forward to, I think there's rumors that they are killing off most of the cast, so there is that, so you might be happy with that.
I'm sure Holly Berry might find a way to botch that up somehow. Or non-acting ass. I'd have preferred Angela Bassett in that role.
Who doesn't?
I'd prefer her in any role besides Holly Berry. Like, come on now. Holly Berry is not that good of an actress. Okay, let's go ahead and get this clear. She only got an Oscar because she fucked Billy Bob Thornton. You fuck a white man.
Hell yeah, everybody knows that.
Billy Bob Thornton, his lucky ass shit. Get to hit that. But no, they finally released the posters, though. Well, I don't know if they had the posters. They just cover the magazine. But And we finally got our first look at the Quicksilver, because obviously Fox had to get a Quicksilver in there once they found out Josh Whedon is putting Quicksilver in his Avengers 2. And they were like, well, are you now? Well, just like Sony and Fox, since we're building our universes, which we're building this Spider-Man universe, and we're going to be building a Fantastic Four and X-Men universe, Quicksilver belongs to us. We will put him in there, too. And they made him look like some radioactive retro kid from fucking...
Like some retro hipster... I don't know what the hell.
I feel like he's just fresh out of Spring Breakers right now. That's what it looked like. It looked like spring just ended and winter came. 500 days of summer just ended right now. 500 days of winter. Just kidding. I like how they try to put that little dash in the background, too. Like, he's actually running, but he's just standing with that gangster pose and shit. Like, okay, come on. Don't nobody see this little frostbite bitch to be. Come on.
Photoshopping is horrid. Those posters, or covers, whatever the hell you want to call them.
Those covers looked horrible. I was like, I don't even think, I hope these ain't like the finishing products. I was like, these look bad. I was like, I don't even know what magazine this is, but I'm not reading this shit. I was like, you know what? I don't want nothing to do with this movie until it comes out, because, yeah, my fingers is way on the bottom. But like, I got more doubts about this than I do Batman vs. Superman.
That's surprising.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, because X-Men is one of my favorite books to read growing up. I used to fucking watch that. I bought the anime series like on DVD collection and shit. I got all the books and shit. I mean, X-Men was like one of the best comic books out there at the time when growing up, because that was the one that actually introduced like comic books as this can be a mature thing to read for adults and stuff like that. And because they had so much great commentary in those books and everything. And then when I saw those movies, I was like, they missed the purpose on each and every one of them. I was like, they didn't give a... They was like, hey, it's an action movie. It's going to be the first one. We're going to stick these characters in here because people love them. There ain't that many superheroes out at the time right now. They ain't going to know no better. Go ahead and put them out. The only thing they know of is this goddamn book. I mean, that animated show. That's it. They don't know no better than that. And when they stuck that movie out, I was looking at that. I was like, this is the most boring piece of shit I've ever watched in my fucking life. I was like, damn, I am not invested in anything. I was like, they even in the books, they have something with the human characters in here. And I was like, they don't give a fuck about nobody in this movie. they showed you that so much that in the third one that they killed off the main characters like in the first five minutes.
And then have the nerve to put them in a body of some brain dead person.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're doing that now.
That was like one of the worst stingers I've ever called. I was like, what the fuck? You know, I take that back. The worst thing I ever saw was an Amazing Spider-Man because I just didn't give a fuck. I was just like, people was like, who was that in the shadow? I was like, I got a question for you. Who gives a fuck? That sure was hell.
Does he know about his parents? No. All right, bye. what was that about?
Yeah, fuck your parents. But anyway, you know, that's my thoughts on it. What'd you guys think of the posters, though? CJ, did you see them?
I did not, but I am not looking forward to now since you guys talked about it.
I was surprised you haven't seen them. Nerd rage is all over the internet about them.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good keeping the nerd rage away from me.
Well, you black. You have no choice.
Yep.
How about you, Cody? What's your take on them, man?
I'm 50-50 on them.
Yeah?
The photoshopping is horrible, but some of the characters do look cool. Like, Colossus looks cool. Young Magneto looks cool. I think Wolverine looks cool. The 1970 Sentinel, I think, looks okay. The future one, I don't know what the hell that is. I think it's a cool design.
I don't know what that was.
I don't think it's right for a Sentinel.
Yeah, so, I didn't know what was that it was.
Did they make a Pacific Rim Sentinel?
Oh, shit.
Really organic looking. It looks like it has like human, like it has a human anatomy as opposed to like some kind of type of robot. So I don't know.
That's another movie that can go fuck itself. Why isn't that movie nominated for an Oscar? Because it sucked, that's why. How don't you get that through your fans, man, boys? Because it sucked, okay?
There you go.
And you know what? Who's to say that the movie, because I was reading a lot of the hate mail on that too, whatever, which, by the way, I hated the Photoshop poster, but that's my opinion on the photo. But people were talking about the movie's going to be shit now, and I was just like, yeah, that ain't necessarily saying the movie's going to be shit because
the pictures
don't integrate well with the goddamn background on a goddamn magazine cover. I mean, I'm pretty sure I don't know about Brian saying, but I'm pretty sure that the special effects team will have shit looking like it's supposed to integrate well with the background effects that's going on in the environment. I mean, they're putting a lot of money and effort into this movie. I mean, I'm giving this movie a lot more credit than I should be for this series, but you know.
Shock right now.
I know.
X-Men franchise, but yeah.
Yeah, that series can go fuck itself.
Well, you know what? That being said, I think it's time for us to get into those wonderful comments, then.
Oh, wonderful comments, man. We got a lot this time, man.
Do we.
Man, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say this. Last week's episode was the highest rated show.
Oh, nice. Let me give myself a pat on the back.
Yeah, I got to give myself one. Because we keep a phenomenon on this show, baby. Darkness is always spreading. It spreads right through the asshole of everybody.
Most fortunate name podcast on the planet, yes.
The best name. The most phenomenal name podcast on the planet, yes.
I disagree with that, but go ahead with the comments.
I like Martin's reaction. Really? That's the name of the show?
Really?
Yeah, that was my reaction.
We need to get a sound clip of that. After he said, the darkness! And like,
really? We need to put that in like an intermission. This is part of the show that we take breaks or whatever. Like,
there we go.
But yeah, we had a lot of high ratings as always.
I'm glad that folks out there are enjoying it.
They're getting some entertainment out of this. I don't know why, but you know, they are. Now that Cody is bringing us topics to talk about, we got more to talk about than just Wayne's ass.
I
know, right? Wayne and Cody, they just sending us information so we can just shut up and just talk about stuff. Cause you know, as soon as we run out of something, we're like, you know that what's in that DVD player, right, Cody? Oh, you got a topic. I'm sorry. Go ahead with that.
I don't know if y'all know this, bastards out there, but you know, whenever me and CJ ain't got shit to talk about, we'll start talking about people. We will bring up Cody's name. We'll bring up Wayne's name. We will just talk about another thing. You know what that motherfucker said the other day? Because that's
you know, Samantha brought her ex on the Fast Five. I mean,
yeah, I could have sworn that was Cody in the Fast Five. Oh wait, that was Ludacris. Oh my bad. Oh shit. They all the same skin color. It doesn't make a difference. No, people probably saying, "Nigga, you the same color though."
I was gonna bring that up, but yeah.
Yeah, because that's how The Darkness started out. It was just me and CJ just talking shit about people. Now, me and CJ glad Cody came on here to bring us topics because we was going to be like, damn, we can't do this every week.
They got to have some.
we were going to lose friends after that.
Got to have some sort of Saturday in here. Shit.
Yeah, because the first three shows we did, man, we started upping the antics on talking shit about them. We was talking about, hey, love life and all that shit. We talking about how some person need to keep her pussy closed and shit like that. I mean,
oh, damn.
we even put their social security number out there.
Blood type, address.
We
even told Sammy, stop fucking with your ex. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. Jesus Christ. We told Wayne you need to grow a sack and stop worrying about Mad Max and RoboCop. We talked all kind of shit on here. But The Darkness always been. The only person we never talked about was Luke. Because Luke actually makes sense.
He does. He makes him laugh. He makes him laugh too much.
Every time I hear him, I was like, man, he is very reasonable. And God was like, yeah, this guy's good. And then you hear Wayne is in. He's like, I don't know what the fuck they talk about. Anyway.
All right.
We're going to get so much shit out again.
What are you guys not?
I know, right? We get every week. We get every week.
So he pisses somebody off.
Oh, okay. Baby.
And or a group of people.
Into the Darkness. That's going to be our next movie. It's going to be like a Bruce Lee film. So it's directed by RZA. Anyway,
please give me a comment.
Stacy, she says, a girl Stacy, she says, this was nothing but purely epic. Epic. She capitalized that. I laughed the whole way through. You guys are hilarious. Speaking of partying and Daft Punk, what's your favorite song off their latest album, guys?
Let me just talk about that. Mine is Robin Mexicans. I mean, no, you know, every time I hear that Daft Punk song, when they get toward the end and get the little robotic speak, instead of saying "Get Lucky," all I'm hearing is Robin Mexicans.
Oh my! I told Cody the same thing.
I've heard this many. Did you? There are very many interpretations to what they say. I've heard Mexican Lucky and all kinds of stuff, mostly involving Mexicans.
Said, I told Cody the same thing last time we went to San Diego. I told him the same thing. I was just like, it sounded like they saying. We getting down with Mexicans or something like that. I was like, what?
For me, all I hear is re-robbing Mexicans. Robbing Mexicans. I'm like, why are we robbing Mexicans? What do they do?
Because they got all them spare parts to make them goddamn Transformer robots. So shit. I'll tell you this, right? Mexicans are the most efficient people ever. Whatever. They can go to a junkyard and put anything together that they want. I mean, I don't know if you see, but they always working on their cars and shit, knowing damn well they don't know what the fuck they're doing, but yet it starts up the next day. I'm just saying. They're just getting it out there. Sorry, Stacy. Oh, wait, you Guatemalan. Never mind. Fuck you.
All right. Good. Anyway.
Favorite song, yeah. I got to go. It's correct. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Mine is Touch. I love that song. Actually, I got to tie up, but I was just like, I'm just going to go with this one. I love Touch. I don't know. It just when it hits that those lyrics and then it just drops and gets to that beat and the beat ants up and then it gets back to the lyric, I was like, okay, this.
Touch. No, that's yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to go with Instant Crush.
Yeah. I fucking love that song. That's like a tie between it. How about you, CJ?
Yeah, I just said Robin Mexican.
Yeah,
Robin.
Okay, Robin, yeah. That's no wonder there was so much hate about that album now, because it was racist. Yeah. I see now. next comment, question comes from Andrew. He says, holy fuck, Darkios. Hey, coming to a store near you. Laughing my ass off now. I want to eat that cereal. I don't know, Andrew. You Mexican, so I don't know, man. You want to eat those? Wait, are you Mexican? I don't know no more. I forgot. Anyway, what's the craziest product you guys can think of to slap the Darkness label on? Dildos. Black ones, too, at that.
Hubcap. This product. Huh.
Earth controls.
Rims. Air Force Ones. White t-shirts.
Oh, the Darkness white t-shirt.
Wave cap. KFC bucket of chicken.
Jesus, don't say that.
The Darkness bucket.
Please don't say that. Oh, 25 God.
Pieces of Darkness. Of the Darkness meat.
Let me get 5 pieces of Darkness, a side of Darkness, and I'll take a Darkness drink too as well. Thank you. That'd be $5 Darkness. Okay, thank you. Darkness Roscoe's waffles. You ever heard of Fiji water? Fiji, Fiji darkness.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fiji darkness.
Darkness cocaine. There you go. I don't know. Fuck.
Oh,
whatever.
Shit.
That's
perfect. Black cocaine.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool to me.
Sony PS4? Fuck that. Darkness PS4. It's black, ain't it? Darkness baby.
The darkness.
Yeah, just go up to the hospital and put a stick around the first black baby you see. Like that, go, I own that motherfucking darkness baby.
Those just be my babies right there. Just it was a smoke.
Oh, it was the craziest product. Darkness IHOP. There you go. Open 24/7, 99 cent bacon strips and everything. All you can eat.
Wow. Darkness hot sauce. Yeah.
Darkness rooster. Fuck a red rooster. You got darkness rooster up in here. Yeah, you know what? Mine would be darkness wave caps. How about that?
Darkness wave. All
right. We got a lot of products we need to get out there. See. Let's see. Darkness cognac. How about that? Hennessy. What's next? Cynthia. She says this was fucking brilliant.
Goddamn right, Cynthia.
That last episode, man, I heard the word brilliant used 3 times. I was like, I like that a lot. She says, I'm putting the word out there now. This is better than Let's Do This.
Whoa. 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 Whoa.
Damn, that's a shocker to me. I didn't read this.
I got dark.
Oh, whoa. Oh, she goes on, man. She ain't done. Hold on, let me reread that one more time. Cause let me put some.
God, Cynthia.
Let me put some darkness into it real quick. Let me be that preacher from Coming to America real quick. Now,
wow,
Miss Cynthia, she says, I'm putting the word out there now. This is better than Let's Do This.
Got a big penis.
She says, from the title to the crazy bullshit, I can't get enough of the darkness. She put that in caps too. She said, with the Darkness History Month coming up, what is your favorite all-black comedy film from the 80s?
Oh, you'll find out on the Darkness History Month.
You know what? I can throw one out there then. Harlem Nights.
That's a good one. I got to go Coming to America.
Yeah, it's between those two.
Oh, it definitely got to be Don't Be a Menace in South Central while drinking your juice.
Is that come on 80s?
I think
I'm 95. Oh, that's 80s? Oh, that's not.
Well, I'm going to say, then, you know what? That gets it then.
Nah, I guess it didn't come out in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that came out in the 80s. I pick Harlem Nights because Red Fox, man, he killed it when he was saying, fuck you, bitch. You know? If I could do it better than googly eyed Red Fox, you know.
A Superman 4.
I think it'd be Superman 3, right?
I think it's Superman 3.
Yeah, that too.
Woo, that's a badass outfit, man.
Yeah, that and Richard Pryor, you saw that black comedy right there.
The fuck were they thinking about when they put that Negro in that?
I can't believe that shit, dude.
Badass outfit, woo.
What? They wrote, somebody wrote that.
Who wrote that? Like,
that shit would not fly today at all.
Superman 1 and 2 wasn't comedy, though. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
exactly.
So, like, you know, I ain't going to get into that.
Let's save it for Dark History Month.
We'll say that for Dark History Month, because that's definitely going to come back up. Brain Dead Ideas is coming up. But, Cynthia, thank you so much for that. That's the biggest fucking comment.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Cynthia, wow. That's as high as it gets.
And you know what, CJ? Do you agree with her on that?
I do. I agree.
Then I'm agree.
Oh, well, I agree because we're still going. And so yes, as of 2014,
fair, they had a long history, and we just started. So
got a long history too. We started this back a while ago. We just never continued with it.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Yeah,
too much light
CJ,
for the darkness.
Darkness got some history, right? Wayne got sick one day. Sammy couldn't be on, and then we realized it was just me and him, and we just made a bunch of darky jokes.
We just never really posted it.
Fair enough. It got,
yeah, and then
got posted on other sites.
The next note, The Hobbit brought us back, and
Oh,
And boy, did it bring us back. Next comment here comes from Aiden, my man. He says, speaking of Daft Punk, looks like we got a lot of Daft Punk questions, by the way. Speaking of Daft Punk, looks like they took home 5 Grammy Awards. Okay, they was
okay, five. There you go. Okay.
Seeing how Random Access Memories was your favorite album, guys, what is your favorite collaboration off the album? I know mine. I think Cody knows mine, too.
Would it be Paul Williams?
You know what? That's one of them, but it's Mr. Giorgio.
Okay. Good one. I got to go with Niles Rogers on the guitar.
Oh, man, Niles Rogers. Like, he plays this, oh, so low. He's like sexual, that band Sexual Chocolate.
Yes, that was
Chocolate.
That was a brilliant
so they,
move.
So they play so lovely. How about you, CJ? Got any?
I don't even understand the question, so we can
wait, they collaborated? I thought it was just him.
Yeah.
CJ's a robot now. He's like, damn, they didn't deserve that 5 Grammy award. You knew they collaborated in?
They shit, they're robots. They can change their voice, right?
Right.
I thought Pharrell was a Daft Punk member.
I thought he was, yeah. You don't know. You don't know who's under that mask. He could be anybody.
I've seen him without the mask on. It, trust me, it ain't nowhere near a black dude. I can tell you that right now.
All right. It was Wayne and Luke.
Actually, Thomas does look like Wayne if he got 20 years older, so. Anyway, we will keep their identities a secret, but they're a bunch of old, white, fat dudes. They got talent, though. But Alex, man, by the way, he just got married this past weekend, people.
Congratulations, Alex.
Oh,
too late. Run, brother.
And by the way, his wife got a lovely ass on her. But anyway.
Get her pregnant, brother.
And another thing is, he played some Daft Punk at his wedding.
Ooh, okay.
He knew what it was about up there. He was just like, yeah, we're going to play some Daft Punk.
Alex, smart man.
He is a very smart man, unlike these other ignorant bastards. Anyway,
yeah.
Thanks for coming out to the wedding, P1. Always awesome seeing you on the dance floor. Hello, that ain't funny. Come on now. I was drinking. You guys bring up great points, though, about the party scene. It's either dudes staring at other dudes, which I don't understand that why. Michael Fassbender there. That's the only reason why you need to be staring at some other dude. And the hottest women are with the ugliest guys in the place. You know, speaking of his other dudes staring at other dudes, I know why that is. It's because people like me and Cody stare at other dudes because we still trying to wonder, how did that ugly nigga right there, fine-ass girl right there, okay? How is that possible? That nigga is balding and everything.
I don't understand the science behind it. I don't know if it's voodoo or what.
Got Pringle ridges in the back of his head, like, holy fuck.
Got those Hebrew nationals on his head.
Exactly. Before they plumped. Motherfucker like Michael Jordan back here right now. This shit like teardrops coming down the back of that motherfucker. But he said, come on to darkness, brothers. What would be the best way to approach a lady at a party?
Oh.
You make fun of her.
You know what? Fuck it. Might as well. I mean, shit, if the ugliest dudes in the motherfucker again, it's like,
yeah.
I got to go. Do if you listen to our podcast last week, do whatever the tie-dye Australian did not do. Do that.
I thought you were going to say, if you listen to our podcast last week, take her to a nice hallway and show her your Man of Steel DVD collection. You will get instantly laid right there. Cody, go ahead and say that. You know that's what you wanted to say. And make sure you lose track of your whole booty warrior collage with him, okay? Let me make sure he's not following you. You know what my thing is. Do you want to dance?
Yeah, you see, I don't usually go in for the kill unless there's this phenomenon called eye fucking. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Oh yeah, hell yeah! I do it all the time. Shit, I just my eyes.
No, chick is burning a hole through your head, and yeah. You got the instant, and you guys are fucking each other subconsciously. That's when it's time to move for the kill.
Well, you can. Last week when we did our show, we could tell obviously because after tie-dye fucked that up when them girls turned around.
Well, yeah, okay, that helps too.
Open eyes every now and then, so obviously I had to say something. But usually, since you know what, even though we dog and his brother, we all got three different personalities. I bet CJ his is he cracks a joke with him.
Mm-hmm.
Cody will mind fuck him with a hallway.
Deception.
And my thing is, I like dancing at parties, so I'm going to ask the chick to dance. So. And then next you know that.
There you go. There you go, the trifecta, right there.
I know, that's three different answers right there. You see that? So if you're funny, you need to talk to CJ. Or if you ain't funny, you talk to CJ. He'll provide you with some comedy.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to learn how to dance, you come talk to me. And if you want to learn about how to fuck in a hallway without nobody looking, then you talk to Chloe.
There you go.
So pretty much.
Just get with Cody. Watch that scene from Inception with Joseph Gordon-Levitt rolling around in the hallway.
And watch Don John.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Oh, the hallway.
Yo. Don't watch that movie.
No, we need to sue Don. We need to sue him, Cody. Remember, we need to sue him.
Hey, you know what?
He stole that from you.
I just thought of something. Once again, each one of our stories lead up to something. CJ starts the conversation off with a joke. They work their way to the dance floor with me. And then what happens after the dance floor? You go to the hallway, fuck with Cody.
There you go. I love that plan. My God. Genius.
So that is progress. Not only did we give you three different amps, but you got progress right there. So what you need to do is take CJ's note first. You open up with a joke. Then next you take my note, say, do you want to dance? And then next note, you take her to a hallway somewhere. The next note, you know what? Not only do you get a girl, but you get laid that same night. Damn. Darkness, baby.
Mm-hmm. Darkness.
Some intelligent niggas up in here. Alright, next comment here. Damn, that was a good ass question. I ain't gonna lie, I'm proud of myself on that one. Deborah Albert, she says, well, Mr. Party Guys, aka CeeLo Green, Craig David, and Michael Ealy. Damn straight, baby. What is it? You know what? Matter of fact, if you look like a famous celebrity, just go with that then. What is your go-to or favorite drink you guys like to order the most at parties?
Okay.
Long Island iced tea.
That's mine too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I gotta say, recently I've really gotten into whiskey sours, so that's my go-to now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whiskey sours are great.
That's my go-to.
I think I usually started off with a vodka and tonic, and then I probably move up to like a mojito or something sweet, and then that's when I start making my way to the dark drinks or the Long Island iced tea. So, because I ain't gonna get Long Island iced tea the first day there, I gotta be able to see shit so I can see stuff.
Look at that.
I'd be able to be conscious, you know, to see who's pretty at least, and what ugly nigga got the hottest girl up in here. So, what rich face looking motherfucker got the hottest girl up in here? So, damn, three different answers again. There you go. See.
There you go.
See, we're getting to these. Holly, she said, I recently watched The Amazing Spider-Man. Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
To get ready for the sequel. Yeah, apparently.
I'm
to
sorry,
get ready for the sequel this year, which, by the way, P1 is in. And running from Spider-Man, of course, because I'm black. and how I hated Andrew Garfield. He was such a little bitch. Thank you.
Can
you.
I love you, girl. I love you.
Can you go preach that to Wayne, please? Because his excuse for that is just, oh, he's a teenager. I'm like, I don't know how that works out, but when I was a teenager, I got my ass beat if I did half the shit he did in this movie.
Right.
I know P1 and CJ, you guys hated the movie, but what was the part where you realized you were done with this Peter Parker? The first 5 minutes of the movie.
Pretty much, when he started going off at Uncle Ben and Aunt May for no reason, it was just like, man, you don't even know who I am, man. You know, leave me alone.
Yeah, and I like that part, too, because it was supposed to be so funny. He's like, where were you? You left your aunt at the train station till midnight? And he's like, you left. Get off my back, man. I was just like, okay, give me up.
Right.
Fuck this dude.
Leave your aunt. Your aunt, this little old lady, at she had to walk home from the train station?
At midnight in New York City. Are you crazy?
Mayor Giuliani, New York. You know, I don't know. I mean, if it was today, New York, she would just get mugged for some Starbucks.
Say, they would have did a Don't Be a Menace from South Central on her ass and stole her walker and walked away with it as if they were limping on that bitch shit. I think, you know, even after that part, I think I still was kind of just, I was like, maybe he'll redeem himself towards the end of the movie. Yeah. It was, for me, was the part where the motherfucker was at Gwen Stacy's house having dinner at another grown-ass man's house and giving that man back talk.
Oh, that! Thank you. That was one.
Shit annoyed the shit. I mean, like, I understand Peter Parker talks a lot, but he doesn't do that when he's not Spider-Man. He's more respectful and everything. And that whole dinner scene where Gwen Stacy's father was just talking and he just kept talking over him, so I was looking at him like, I want to punch this kid.
Right. I mean, show some respect. I mean, come on. You know, he's a cop. You know he's a cop, too. And you're talking all crazy like that. In his house.
Yeah, exactly. In his house. Had that been Miles Morales, he wouldn't have said shit because he would have got his ass arrested.
Yeah. And then sprinkle some crack on that guy.
Exactly. You just sprinkle some crack on him and say that dude's resistant. Another thing is too, after that scene, Gwen was still interested in him, and I was just like, yeah, I don't get this at all right here.
But that makes sense.
I was like, I'm so like thrown away from this Peter Parker here. I was like, I don't even like this guy anymore. Like the fact that he's sitting up here arguing with this other grown ass man while he's sneaking through his daughter's window and shit, getting caught too at that. How you gonna have superpowers when you get caught? I was like, no, come on now. Even the Hulk wouldn't get caught walking his big
and
ass.
And then you disrespect this man, but when he dies, he's like, please, just don't get my daughter killed. Yeah. Just stay away from him. And he like, oh, yeah, just shh, die, old man, die. And then the next day, he like,
just go to sleep, man, just go to sleep. You know, even at that part, I was with him. I was like, okay, maybe in the sequel, he'll redeem himself now. And then when they ended with that movie where he looked at Gwen and said, some of the best promises are meant to be broken. I said, ah, fuck this. I said, fuck this dude, man. I was like, you know what? Gwen, Aunt May, Uncle Ben, that man on the oatmeal box, all of them deserve to die. Everybody around this dude needs to die. I was like, the fact that he had a near-death experience in front of him, and even the woman he's in love with, her father dies in front of him helping his ass, and he can't even respect that one wish. He can't even tell Gwen about it. I was like, they didn't even have a conversation about it. He just looked at her and just walked away. I was like,
right. Cause first he just goes off and he just abandons her. He don't even speak to her. Whatever. Then he come back later. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't show up at your dad's funeral, but I just want to let you know, I got a secret I want to break.
Anyway, it was funny as hell because she had to figure it out. And I was like, wow, everybody keeps talking about how great chemistry they have, but I was just like, they have great chemistry is because Emma Stone's doing all the fucking work. That's why. He ain't doing shit. I was like, he ain't delivering a damn thing here. How about you, Cody? Did you lose interest with that Peter Parker in the movie? Or?
See, here's my thing about that movie. I do think it's an average movie. I did not hate Andrew Garfield in the movie. I understand why you guys hate him.
I hate the character.
I understand why you guys aren't too fond of this Peter Parker. I get it, but I didn't exactly despise him because yes, not all teenagers act like that, but yes, some do. It was a different take on it. I didn't want to see the little bitch ass Tom McGuire thing anymore. That was cool for the Sam Raimi thing. It's something different.
I thought it was relatable more though, because at least they talked about things in there. I was like, in here they didn't talk about shit.
True.
I was like,
true.
You know, but Spider-Man, you know, this guy,
They took his main characteristic, what makes him Peter Parker and Spider-Man, they took it out and left it with some, because they wanted to update it with this douchery teenager. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, but kids get their ass beat these days if this happens. The only way this happens is not in front of adults, but yet this Peter Parker is doing it in front of adults as well.
Mm-hmm. You just, I mean, this Hot Topic wearing little boy just going around skating. You know, the principal like, hey, get off the skateboard. And like, oh, whatever, man. Forget you. I'm like, I'm done. We're almost done with this show. Let's get some more.
When I saw Man of Steel, personally, I saw Man of Steel. I was like, wow, this Man of Steel and Amazing Spider-Man can be one fucking double feature right here. It follows the same fucking beats. Even the death scenes in the movie. With
that Uncle Ben death scene, yeah.
Uncle Ben's death. Oh, that was a goddamn.
That old man dived to the floor for a joke. Old people do not dive to floors. The floors are old people Joker, all right? And the old people are Batman.
Peter Parker don't even, like, that was the main reason why he became Spider-Man. Like, and then that doesn't make him Spider-Man. He's out looking for vengeance. And then what makes him Spider-Man is the fact that he saved some random-ass kid from a car. I was just like, oh, wow, I don't get this kid at all. I was like, I don't relate to this kid at all. I was like, I don't feel any sympathy for this kid at all. I was like, you know, he needs his ass beat. And the lizard looked like shit. I don't give a damn.
He did.
The Green Goblin, that suit looked horrible. But you know what? The lizard, especially since it's 2013 or 12 when that movie got made, at least in 2002 when that movie got made, I'll give it like, okay, that was 2002. I don't know what the fuck they want to do. I saw the re-edition they want to do that suit, but... When I saw it in 2012, that lizard, I was like, that looked like shit. I was like, that dude was horrible. That was probably one of the worst villains I saw in a while in a superhero film. How was he Peter?
You like that suit?
Cody?
What, the lizard design?
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
Now, what they did with the lizard, like that little fight scene in the library, yes, they're great.
Yeah. So that was,
other than that, man, they should have gave him a stout. They should have gave him something. Just made him look like some kind of
shit.
Burn man from Africa.
They should have made him an interesting fucking villain, which they didn't do, but...
Hey, which is funny because I hear people talking about how cartoony the first three Spider-Man movies are, and I go like, yeah, but this one's just as cartoony. Only difference is this one's taking itself serious, and you don't see the cartoony shit in here. There's nothing cartoony here. You mean the fact that the part where all these construction guys get these cranes together, you didn't find that cartoony because later a cartoon movie was released called Hotel Transylvania, and they did that same goddamn thing in there. So you can't tell me this shit wasn't cartoony.
Convenient fucking cranes.
The basketball scene, you can't tell me that wasn't cartoony.
Terrible.
The football scene, cartoony.
Terrible.
The fact that he was able to walk into Oscorp.
Terrible.
Jesus. With stolen technology. I was like, this Peter Parker is not special at all. I was like, he didn't even make the damn web shoot. I was like, Jesus. I kind of would have wished they would have went to the comic. When the spider bit me, he transferred his spider knowledge to me. I would have believed that more than what I saw in that movie. I think about that movie. It's more pisses me off, and it's more just, well, fuck it. So I'm moving on next.
please.
I changed my rating so much on that movie, like to a hell of a. Yeah, how we hated that movie, except for Cody, because he liked that in Man of Steel. Pretty much, if you like Man of Steel or Amazing Spider-Man, you're going to like one or the other. That's what just come across.
I don't know what the fuck that has to do with me. Spider-Man.
Do with you.
Movie, but. All right, fair enough. Next question, please.
Good day, Calvin. That was from Carol. Always good race with you, Cody. Always race.
Go ahead.
A simple comment got turned into running a train on me. Hey, hey, you asked for it, Carol. Shit, you asked for it.
You're talking about well,
exactly. She said, well, hey, I'm down for it. Whoa. Even I had to pause it. I was like, what?
What?
She said, well, hey, I'm down for it. Not everyone can say they got done by CeeLo Green, Craig David, and Michael Easton saying, not hello.
Nope, nobody can say
that. What a perfect trio. Who would have thought they would have collaborated? She's just like, what the hell does that word mean? Y'all keep using that word. CJ's like, he's like, I'm trying to look it up on Urban Dictionary right now.
I'm really.
All I keep seeing is pictures of a rap Negroes together and shit.
I'm trying to use my OK Google, but they can't hear me.
CJ says, this is probably the best show with CeeLo bringing the comedy.
Yep.
Craig, obviously it's me, Craig moderating, and Michael bringing the topics. Damn, see, once again, all three of us each bring something, see? Got two questions for you guys. Bitch, you can only ask one. Next question. Nah, just fucking with you. Got two questions, and they're pretty random. But what is the usual type of music you like to hear when you're out partying, and what's your favorite video game series today? I'm getting into electronic a lot lately.
That's by far my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, Kavinsky and Daft Punk alone, I mean, that's...
Yep.
Already too electronic right
yeah,
there.
Hands down, yeah. That'll be
yeah, it. And I don't know if you guys know this, but iTunes got like, at least on the iPad, they got a little iTunes radio thing, and they got like electronic.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Yep.
I've been listening to that electronic, and I'm like, man, that's some good shit, man. I was like,
a lot of stuff out there, man. A lot.
So I'm electronic, and my favorite video game series is, I'll go with Assassin's Creed, even though that story is getting kind of muddled by now, but.
I still got to beat Black Flag, so we'll see how that goes. But my favorite video game series, gotta go Grand Theft Auto.
Damn, even the first one?
No. Okay, are we talking about stuff we've been since the beginning, or just
series? I mean, that you gonna forget about the first two?
Wow. Okay, well, I guess I won't count the third one. That was my introduction. That was pretty much everybody's introduction, so.
Now, mine was the first. I played on
well, yeah, but you're like one of the 10 people who did play the first Grand Theft Auto at the time. So.
Computer class, that's why. Yeah, she doesn't do it. You know, yeah. I think you can go to Grand Theft Auto and add those two, because out of how many fucking games? They got like 8 or something. Only 2 of them was the ones. It was like, damn. Well,
if that one would fly, I was going to say Metal Gear Solid, but even that was not the first of its... You know, iterations, because they had Metal Gear came out in like the 80s. I never played those, so.
Mm. Well, they rebooted that shit so many times. I mean, you can go ahead.
They don't need reboots.
Yeah, they didn't really reboot Metal Gear. They kept on going and forgot what they did in the past.
Yeah, that's what it like, because every time you play a new game, they don't even fucking matter to the last
game. That actually makes sense, but I don't know.
Yeah, they got a sentence that explains what happened, but it's like, yeah, you ain't going to go back and play that, are you? Are you? I dare you.
No, not really. I ain't going to go back. Too much sneaking. I'd rather just stab a nigga.
All
right. I like the option. How about you, CeeLo?
Well, I was driving around town with the girl I love.
So that's your favorite kind of music? Is just your own music?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they get people dancing. People want to sing crazy. You know, they want to do all that stuff. So, hey, whatever gets the people on the dance floor. If it's dancing.
Yell out again. Yell out crazy. One more time.
I will do it. When I come up there, we would do karaoke. I would do Fuck You by CeeLo Green.
All right, we need to get our Daft Punk costume together. We're going to do that Daft Punk. So, what's your favorite video game? So I bet it's Metal Gear, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
And you play anyway, right?
I think pretty much I bought a PlayStation 3 just to play Metal Gear.
He's like, I don't give a fuck if it was on Wii. I'd buy that motherfucker.
I did. They call it Twin Snakes. And it was had that game.
Damn, I was joking when I said you bought a Wii, but all right. Leigh, who's going to love you now? You're like, oh, he bought a Wii. Oh, I'm not alone now.
I mean, I don't play the Wii.
What's your Nintendo?
I'm not giving late on nothing. You know how long that Nintendo code is? Friendship code? They're like, no.
Yeah, when I first got that, book. I said, fuck this.
I still don't understand that shit, dude.
Don't worry, it'll be out of Nintendo,
man. Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, Nintendo.
Don't tell Lehu that.
He's going to have a heartbreaker. Especially when I told him them numbers were down, he was just like, yeah, I was like, oh, you sound depressed now. I was like, you was excited. You was making it sound like you actually thought the Wii U was actually going to sell. Ain't nobody going to pay no $300. Nobody going to pay no $400.
Anyway, that shit that's fucking 8 years late.
He the only one that still thinks the Wii U just came out. like, motherfucker, that shit been out for 3 years now.
You got to play that Wii bowling?
Play that Mario game? Just like the other one? Yes.
You mean that Mario game that they keep rehashing since I was fucking 5 years old? Yeah, sure.
That's the same damn story and all that. Love it.
You know what? That's a good topic. We need to say that for last week. I still don't know how that game still sounds. Like, how the fuck is that game still sounding? That motherfucker been out since the goddamn 80s and still making the same fucking thing. Just added a new character in that bitch.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Last question I got here before we get out of here is from Django.
Oh, boy.
He is silent.
We got to skip this one, too.
It's the last one. He says, hey. I don't know why you keep opening up every comment like that, you fucking retarded ass nigga. Anyway, I hear y'all talking about all these Martin Luther Kings. Damn, he even wrote it like that, too. Jesus fuck. And Rosa Parks. But what about me and my achievements of helping the Mandangos?
What the fuck have you done?
He didn't do anything.
All right, that's another great episode of The Darkness.
Hold on. You got to hear this last comment, what he said. I just read it to myself. Django will be a national achievement. You just wait and see. What the
You just, okay, another episode of The Darkness, people.
A national achievement.
Nash.
Damn!
Don't even honor it. Don't even
I've
honor
it. Enough
man.
Credit already.
Don't.
How the fuck?
Thank God this is like the end of the show because you know nobody made it this far, so it's all good.
You know it's bad when you confuse the darkness brother at one of them at least. Because I'm over here just how the fuck you. Damn, I'm a loss for words. I ain't never heard no job shit like this before. Goddamn. Nigga said he gonna be a national achievement. I believe CeeLo Green will be one before Django. This Negro is telling people to take your kids and see Django. You'll learn a lot about history there. Anyway, like CeeLo said, I called him CeeLo again. Goddamn. And I stopped calling this nigga CeeLo. All these comments, though. Oh, yeah, thanks for everybody for all those great questions and comments except for that last one we just had, because that nigga just confused me now. I'm gonna be fucking, this is going to be like a night question for my ass now. Shit, I'm going to be like Kanye West in South Park, just putting it on a board and shit, just like. yeah, that's been another episode of The Darkness.
Indeed.
It's spreading.
Darkness.
We'll catch you guys next time. Later, darkies.
Later, people.
Darkies. Please? That's what we call them.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody. Darkness.